Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eureka. How can I help you?
Eureka, could you tell me, is this customer service for let me see the name. NUTRIVER. Oh, it's so hard. ES, and then it's K. KRTO or KETO.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code?
15484.
154?
Yes.
In the last two?
It's 15484.
In your first and last name?
True Buyers.
And can you verify your shipping address for me?
My what?
Your shipping address.
P.O. Box 335, ULEDI, Pennsylvania, 15484.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to look into your account. Yes, ma'am. I do have your account here pulled up for you. And I see here you called in and you already refunded on the charges.
Well, here's the thing. The girl that I talked to told me, because I've been 6 months sending them back, and they said they'd never received them, and I've sent them straight back from the post office, okay? Because I could not find a telephone number, and I wrote a letter to the company of the address in Florida, and it came back and said there was no office there. So I found a phone number today because I didn't send that package back because I thought it would have something on it that I could find, and I found a telephone number. Now, I just talked to this girl. Her name was Nina. And she said she would cancel it for me, but she said if I looked on my statements from the bank, that it would say customer service and the same telephone number that's written on my piece of paper, on the statement that I got. Well, she's lying because it's two completely different names. No wonder the bank couldn't find it, because I went to the bank over it. And now I find that I did find it on my bank statement, but it says a completely different name on the bank statement. So they're going by 100 different names is what it sounds like. And that means that I've been stuck with all this trying to get through. They're saying FABUTAIN Ultra OPT, and there's a telephone number. She told me there would be no name, that it would say customer service, and it would be the exact same number that I called her on. Well, there's two different numbers. I got a U, you're different. And I was trying to cancel it for the last 6 months because I didn't want them and I can't get through. And now I find out, I mean, you're going by different names. See, I wrote a letter to the company with the address in Florida, okay? And my letter came back. I have it. No such place. Now I get on my bank statement, and it's a completely different name than the name I was hunting. So how is a person supposed to trust somebody when I've been sending them back? And now she told me that she couldn't send, I couldn't send them back because it just, they just, all they have is the shipping place. I said, well, you have to get other things in so you have some place where you receive things. And if it has your name on it, it's going to be received by somebody. And so for 6 months, I send them back, and I'm getting nothing now.